This is Fireballing Through College. Fireballing Through College.
The actual hell we're doing, because we're strong and independent women.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the Fireballing Through College podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Catherine.
And your other co-host, Camila. And we're very excited about this episode. I think we've been thinking it for a while. We brought a guest, one of our lovely friends slash roommate. We've talked about her in the past. Her name is Jackie Landy. Jackie was my freshman year roommate and has been my roommate ever since. And if I would use like words to describe Jackie, I think we both agree on this, but we would describe her as like a very funny person, one of the smartest people I know, kindest people as well. She loves writing cards for our birthdays, which are like so the sweetest things. She's also very athletic. What else would you use to describe
Jackie? I would just say Jackie's like super caring. She's like one of the most emotionally in tune people and intelligent when it comes to that kind of stuff. I am so not usually inclined that way. And Jackie's like, just tell me your feelings.
Like, yeah. You know? And she like, she always listens and gives great advice. Yeah. So we love her very much.
We love her. So we're so excited she's on the podcast. Yes.
And the topic she's going to talk about is amazing. So Jackie Landy. Hello.
Hello, Fireballing Through College. It is the honor of my life to be here. This is my favorite podcast, you know, my only podcast, really. The co-hosts are, like, really hot. It's kind of overwhelming sitting in the middle of them right now.
I hate you.
But, yes, I have the honor and privilege to be here today to be all of this lovely audience's lingerie expert,
Can I? Can we go like? So I want to like go a little throwback because like Camila said, Jackie was her freshman year roommate, and we all would hang out together all the time. And I remember we were eating dinner at Pelham, and Camila was telling me about how you pulled this weird thing where you got like a Fenty subscription and all these other things, so you managed to get like two Fenty bras for like this really cheap. And you were so excited about getting them in the mail. And I was honestly so excited, just equally excited. I remember when you got them, you're like, you want to see? And I was like, yes, I want to see. So can you talk about that, like why you ended up getting these beautiful, beautiful bras?
The start of your lingerie journey.
I would be honored to talk about it. So basically, I'm sure this has been said on the podcast multiple times, but living our freshman year was basically all women and just like this fabulous, you know, group of ladies. And so it was really fun was, like, I had been seeing, before I went to college, I had, like, a little shopping spree because, like, my wardrobe prior was all just, like, athletic clothes because I was just running track and everything. And during that shopping spree at, like, Forever 21, I was, like, in the aisle looking at, like, the lace, like, lingerie bras for so long. And I was, like, screw it. I'm just going to, like, buy one. And I, like, bought one. It was, like, my secret bra. And it was, like, my college bra.
I remember that.
Yeah. I don't.
You showed it to me.
You had to show it to me.
Because we were talking about lingerie, and I was, like, I've always loved it. And, like, I have, like, various, like, underwear that are really pretty. And you were, like, I have this one bra.
This one really cheap, not that great bra. But I loved it. And it was, like, red. And so, basically, like, I don't know, just literally, like, the rush of buying that bra and owning that bra and wearing that bra, was like kind of intoxicating. And then at the time I was on the gram, and I feel like you know, like the internet, it like knows you well. And I just kept getting all these ads for like lingerie and like different like bras and bra companies. And I was like, you know what, like I really think I like really really want this. So I made the order of freshman year. And as Catherine said, I don't think I shut up about the order because I think anyone, even if you weren't my friend, you knew I had like a Fenty box coming in. Like there were girls like I would never even had a class with who were like, oh, did like the Fenty order come in yet? And I was like, oh no, it comes like next week, but thank you.
And then when it finally did come in, you're like, you want to see the bra? Let me take my shirt off real quick.
But basically, I pulled all these strings because like Rihanna had just dropped Savage X Fenty. And then, so like, if you like got the like membership and like they had like a really good deal where I got like free shipping and like three bras for like $50 or something, which is like pretty good.
That's money. Really, yeah, that's yeah. really good.
Yeah. And then I remember it was so sweet because I was actually away when the box came, but like my best, one of my best friends from freshman year, Franny, was at school and she like got the box for me and like every day she would text me pictures of like it's waiting for you.
Aww,
and then, so when I finally got back I was like yes. And then I think I yeah and then I just went berserk and then those three bras now actually Camila has one.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. I do. Yay. Jackie gave me one of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That one's stunning. And one of them's pink, too, right?
Yeah. I got a blue sheer one with, like, flowers on it. And then I got a purple one that's, like, laced. And then a pink one that's laced. The purple one and the pink one I wear, like, kind of alternate. Like, I wear them every day. And then the blue one, unfortunately, was, like, a little bit too small. But I didn't want to admit it. And then...
She
found a new home.
She's very happy in her new home.
Well, I'm very glad. Ultimately, those three bras have quickly expanded. Mm. And it's really nice sometimes. I'm just, like, making my oats in the morning, and then I see Jackie flaunting and, like, clad in lingerie. I'm just doing my work, writing my Spanish paper. I'm like, ugh, Tirano Banderas. And I see Jackie walk in, like, her brand new lingerie strap. And, like, what do you call
these? The stockings.
Like, the stockings, yeah. The little
the garter.
Yeah, garter. I'm like, yeah, I guess this is a move.
And then, like, whenever you talk about lingerie, I'm always like, oh, I don't have enough bras. And Jackie's like, you can wear mine. Like, please take pictures. And I'm like, yes, I'll wear yours. I also want to buy my own bras.
Exactly. So it's amazing energy that you have, that you give out when you're wearing lingerie. And I know you love it so much. And you always talk about how it makes you feel in your own body. So can you kind of talk about, like, why you're interested in lingerie? And you have a book about lingerie. Can you just, like, talk what do you think in grand scheme of things?
Okay. I love you. Thank you. And, yeah, and, like, just quickly before I do that, like, one thing I will say is, like, as you just heard these two lovely women say, is what's really amazing is I feel like through lingerie you find kind of, like, this coalition of women of just supporting each other's bodies and just being hyped for each other and being like, you look so good. I feel like when I lived in Pittsburgh, I had my one friend tell me, like, which was really sweet. She's like, I think everywhere you go, you leave a trail of art and lingerie. And I was like,
Wait, we forgot to... Okay, I'm so sorry. What? In Jackie's description, she's also one of the most artistic people I know. Such an amazing artist. And we should post some of her art on our Instagram. Because she is amazing. And she's working on this beautiful mural for her room, which is great.
God.
Okay, sorry.
I had to. I know, but I'm going to, like, weep by the end of this podcast. Okay. But... Yes, so basically for me, I think that having, like, a larger chest, it was always, like, hard to find, like, a really good bra, or I honestly just hated the whole process. Like, I just never wanted to do it. I would just wear, like sports bras all the time. And then, like I said, like, my senior year of high school, I was like, but this is so pretty. And, like, I think for me, like, because I thought lingerie was so pretty, and, like, having that be just kind of, like, this, like, very intimate extension of your body, because it's just, like, to the form of your body, and, like, mainly just, like, usually, like, you'll just see it if you wear it every day like I do. Like, I feel like if I thought that was so pretty, like, it initially, this is, like, very initial, and, like, I don't think like this anymore, but I thought, like, it, by extension, made my body feel that pretty. Like, having, like, just kind of, like, an aversion to my own body. And I think that, like, for me, like, doing research, and especially Fenty, like, seeing, like, this diverse cast of women, and not only just women, people of, like, all genders, and, like, seeing them own all different types of bodies in, like, an artistic way, not even necessarily, like, a sexual way, although, like, the, like, sexuality that, like, lingerie, like, can convey is so powerful, but, like, seeing it in this, like, own right, like, I don't know, it just clicked, and I was like, I love this, and so this is something that I want to explore and, like, want to, like, dive into. And then I did, like, a lot of research, and, like, I feel like it's very important to note that, like, obviously, like, I think it's, like, the most amazing thing in the world, but it obviously didn't, like, start out being like that. It was something that, like, with the pervasive, like, patriarchy and male gaze that exists in our society, and also like white supremacy. Like, it was born out of a system of like heteronormity and like in classist elitists, where like the thin white woman would have to like buy lingerie to like please her husband, kind of a thing. Yeah. And that's not the lingerie that we support.
That's not
or the purchases all. That we support. Because I think that for me, like, what I've seen is like the most powerful thing about lingerie is that it can be fashioned for oneself, and just this innate and like in a way magical form of like self-empowerment and like self-defiance, and like a society where you're constantly told to hate your body. And I think that like by like kind of like in a way claiming your sexuality too with it, although like I said, like it's not like innately sexual clothing. And I get there's very famous, I'm like blanking on her name right now, but like there's this new asexual, like, openly lingerie model, like,
that's
now.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and, like, it's, like, really cool, because I feel like people are realizing that, like, you know, like, now especially, too, you know, like, clothes shouldn't have a gender. Like, you know what I mean? Like, clothes shouldn't just be innately sexual. Like, fashion is fashion, and, like, fashion is for the wearer and whatever energy you want to put out. And so I guess for me, like, I think that I found, because I don't even think I had, like, lingerie was not only where I found the first love for my body, it was where I found the first love for fashion. I don't even think I loved fashion before. Lingerie taught me how to love fashion, I think.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this the other day, but, like, Jackie has had, like, the biggest transformation in fashion.
Yeah.
From, like, freshman year to now. So, now that I'm thinking about it, you're right. Like, it did kind of start with lingerie, which is really amazing.
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah. I'm here looking at you in your corset. And
this is, like, such a Catherine color. Yeah. I love it.
Catherine can borrow anytime.
Exactly, literally anytime. I'm like, Jackie, that looks great on you. You're like, oh, put it on your body.
But, yeah, you know, and I think that, like, there's something to be said also, and like what I was saying, where I think people innately always assume lingerie is sexual, and I think people also always assume lingerie is feminine. But I think that both those statements are really limiting and like just minimize the power that like it can hold. Where I think that for me, like, I like can feel kind of like my most masculine in some senses, where I'm in like a lace bodysuit and like like my Oxford shoes and a button up, and I'm like, I know none of you in this room know what I have underneath, but like I do.
Yeah.
And like I know I look hot as hell. And like, and I just think that, like, you know, it's,
I feel like what's more dominant than like a woman in like a black bodysuit with that purple whip that we have?
Oh my god.
Like the heels. Whip. Like what? Like what do you want me to tell you? Like that is, if you're thinking of like masculinity in like the traditional sense, that's, there it is. Yeah. Dominant, aggressive, yeah. Right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I have this one too where it's like a black balconette and then it has like crisscross and like ties in the back. It's like really good. That one also. That's a good one.
I love that one.
Thank you.
And so you said you mostly buy your clothes, I mean like your lingerie, in like Fenty.
Yes, that would be my main source.
Can you explain like why you like Fenty so much?
Well, I have currently a pillowcase that came free with my order of Rihanna lounging in only underwear on a bed.
Sexy. She's beautiful.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It blesses me every day. But yeah, I think like I was kind of saying a bit earlier, I think that it was mainly like watching something be so artistic and so empowering and so inclusive. Like I feel like what I see in lingerie and like I feel like that's like Rihanna's vision for her company, and I fully support it. And there's also like other companies that I really like. I love Thistle and Spire. They're really cool. They're like artistic and inclusive and empowering. Same with Cup, CUP. They're really good. But I think that like, and I do own a couple bras from Victoria's Secret. And like I said, I like bought my first one ever from Forever 21. And I do think there's something to be said in like every woman, I think, wants to put their coin and their money and like kind of like stamp of approval on companies that are inclusive and diverse and mm-hmm. ethical and sustainable. But unfortunately, I know that it's not the case, like, financially for everyone, because yeah. usually, like, with morality in this country comes a price tag, which doesn't yeah. make any sense.
Yeah.
But there, I think that, like, in my mind, like you can reclaim, I think it's, like, articles of clothing, even if it's coming from a company, if you don't have the financial means, if you have mm-hmm. the money, I think it's very important to put your money toward companies that are doing more good than harm. But if you really just would love to, like, get into lingerie, but you don't necessarily have the means to be investing in, like, a company that's as inclusive or ethical, like, I think it's important to, like, recognize that and, like, be conscious of, like, where you're putting your money
yeah.
and, like, don't do it as, like, make the purchases as often, and just kind of, like, with that article of clothing, like, really manifest and reclaim it and make it the lingerie narrative that you want it to be, rather than it being, like, because, I'm sorry, but, like, Victoria's Secret, you gotta go. The yeah. narrative's gotta go.
I remember I was looking for lingerie on Fenty, and I was looking for, like, a very specific item. And, like, I couldn't find it, so I, like, went into Victoria's Secret. I was like, Jackie would kill me if she no. finds out I bought something from Victoria's Secret. But, like, I really want to support, like, Fenty.
Mm-hmm.
What about Adore Me?
Oh, yeah, I really like Adore Me.
Yeah, they have, like, a lot of sizes. What I do like about Adore Me that Fenty doesn't have is, like, you can buy the bra with, like, the matching underwear all in one price, which I appreciate very much. And you can, like, separate the sizes, like, have, like, yeah. a separate bra size with, like, underwear size.
Yeah, that's, like, really innovative, because I think it is honestly ridiculous how, like, I don't know, like, when, you know, when you're, like, especially on a website, when you're buying something, it's shown with, like, the matching panty or whatever if you're buying a bra, and then I feel like in your mind you're like, oh, like, I'm paying, like, 50 for both, but no, you're paying 50 for the bra and then probably, like, 20 for the other, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Adore Me's really good in that sense, where it's, like, pretty affordable for, like, sets.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay, can you talk a little bit about, like, you discussed previously how it makes you feel. Now, I also know that when you're sort of going through this kind of weird period when you were living in Pittsburgh,
yes.
you show me this picture of you.
Oh, my God.
Jackie is in this beautiful library. She is, like, has, like, this really cute, like, top on, which I think you wore the other day.
Yeah.
And you have these pants on. And you're like, are you ready to see this picture? I was like, yeah, of course. I want to see the library, everything. And it's just, like, Jackie with this empty library in the back. And she's, like, wearing this super hot bra.
And she's laying on a table.
Yeah, she's laying on a table. Just, like, in the public, in this library. And I think that just, like, goes to show that how, like, feeling good about yourself can help you come out of really hard times. But can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, of course. Like, I think, like I said earlier, I think, like, the power, like, I'm not trying to say, like, lingerie, obviously, like, power in, like, intimate settings where, like, your partner, like, really likes it and the experience and you feel even more confident. Like, that's amazing, and that's, like, a great use of it. But I'm just saying, like, although that use is so amazing, like, there's so many more uses to lingerie.
Absolutely.
And I think that, like, for me, like, with that photo shoot, like, I was, like, having, like, the worst day ever, and I was so upset, and, like, you know, men are trash. Yeah. And then I went into the library, and I went into that library all the time, the Point Park library, for any of Point Park people listening, and
I'm gonna go and look for, like, the recordings of that day and see Jackie taking pictures in lingerie.
But I was like, you know what, like this, I just, like, had the idea in my head, because I was like, I'm wearing my favorite, like, black lace set that
mm-hmm.
These two ladies actually got me for my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Last year. And then I, like, was like, you know what, like, self-timer, like, we're doing this. And I, like, sat on the table. And then, I'm not joking, like, my mood when I went into that library was, like, I was just gonna go in the bathroom and cry. And then, like, after that photo shoot, I was like, I literally could be president. like literally, how president. Am I not yeah, in office right now?
Literally. Just pretending, like, we're in the Oval Office and not this weird library in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I remember I asked you once, because, like, you have, like, some, like, the some bras that you've shown me are like they look like itchy, you know? And mm-hmm. I was like, how do you, like, do you wear this during the day? She's like, yeah, just like under my clothes, like it doesn't really matter. And I'm like, wow, like that's so weird, because I would like prefer to like wear more comfortable bra mm-hmm. if I'm just gonna like go grocery shopping. But then I did once and I was like, you know what, I do feel very empowered.
Yay, awesome. Yeah,
like there's this little secret that no one knows. Yeah, underneath my clothes.
Yeah. And, like, obviously, like, no woman should ever feel, like, pressure to wear lingerie every day. I'm just mm-hmm. saying that, like, it's, like, an active choice I make for myself. That, like, it makes me feel like no one can tell me shit. So, yeah. Like,
but I do believe you sometimes went way too far. And this is, like, my favorite lingerie story of you. Where you went to the doctor to get your annual, physical. And you were wearing... Can you tell us?
Oh, yeah. So, basically, my mom... I'm not a very... Camila and Catherine, I would say, are very organized women. I'm really not. I really don't know what's going on. I just move through my day, and things happen. And if they're good, that's good. If they're bad, then I move on. But I was moving through my day, as I usually do, and my mom had probably told me in advance. I just completely forgot that I had my annual physical. And so my mom called me, and she was like, Jax, like, you're late. Like, you gotta be there now. And I was like, crap. And then I, like, sped over to the doctor's office. I was just, like, there. And, you know, you gotta, like, change, get into the weird robe thing, and they, like, check you out. And I had forgotten that day. I was in, like, this all, like, red lace bodysuit under my clothes. And they told you, like, keep your underwear on. So I had this moral dilemma of, like, do I get naked and be awkward because my ass is just out? Or do I stay in said race
bodysuit? Oh, my God.
And then...
I feel like either way
would be horrible.
And then have the doctor be like, is she trying to seduce me?
God.
So I just stayed in said bodysuit and just pretended like it was nothing. And that was that.
God, you know? That's hilarious.
That's hilarious, literally.
Thank you.
I love that story. I know right when we got here and Jackie moved in, like about a month and a half ago, mm-hmm. we were going through your stuff and you're like, oh my God, it's my lingerie book. And I was like, why do you need a book about lingerie? Can you please discuss the book?
Yes, I would be honored to discuss. It would be a disservice to the public if I didn't discuss the book. The book is An Intimate Detail by Cora Harrington, and the foreword is by Dita Von Teese, who's, you know, like the quote-unquote queen of lingerie and burlesque. but this book is just so incredible to me because it is just, I feel like, a love letter from Cora Harrington about lingerie. And it's about inclusive lingerie for, like, women X, and if not even just women X, but, like, any person who would like to wear lingerie. And it goes into styles, sizing, maternity wear, like, everything you can think of. And it just makes me really happy, especially to see, like, a black woman in the space of lingerie, like, showing, like, love to it and advocating for it in an inclusive way. Because it can be a very whitewashed space. And I think that... the book, I just think that, I don't know, lingerie is going through a whole reawakening, and Cora Harrington is definitely a part of it, as is Fenty, and I'm just really excited to see where it goes, and I think this book is genuinely just helpful, and also just very, like I said, the lingerie of, like, modern day, which is why people should read it.
I love that, and I need to read it and get ideas. I want to buy some, like you were saying, that aren't, like...
Oh, that are online?
Yes.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Online, like bralettes?
Mm-mm. Like, with the wire. Just, like, lace.
Yeah, just, like, lace on the top. Yeah. Like, the one that you have, that Jackie gave
you. Yeah, right? Got you. Yeah. To anyone listening, my favorite bras are, like, unlined, like, lace, wire, the whole... It's very good.
I agree. That's really good. I feel like... If you have boobs, like, you should have, like, those, like, amazing bras and, like, that are so beautiful. But then, like, I also have, like, two bras. One that's just, like, black, and then one that's just, like, white. And, like,
totally.
They work for everything.
Yeah. Like, I'm not by any means saying it is not functional if the only bras you have are lingerie, unfortunately. I wish that were the case. But I think that they can be really functional and useful and, like, every day, like, if you get the right ones. And, like, for me at least, like, honestly, like, I don't own any more, like, bras with, like, cups or padding because I think that, like, if you have a fuller chest, it can be harder and it doesn't, like, sit as right. And I think that that was, like, something that is misinformation because I think a lot of people with... bigger boobs think they need more support and more support would be found in a cup. The cup doesn't do anything for support. It just is shaping. So all you're really doing is kind of like forcing them to push up more when you're already pretty gifted. So you don't really need it. Or it just, it makes it more uncomfortable. And I think that was like a very good hack that like changed my bra game. Interesting.
That's awesome. Can you also talk about maybe one of your favorite pieces of lingerie that you have?
Oh, totally. I would say at the moment. Oh, I mean, like the full set.
That's so sexy.
Yeah.
Jackie,
if that wasn't like against the rules and like privacy, like I wish that the world could see that because I remember when I was like seeing my freaking writing my essay. I mean, and Jackie walks in. We can
post it like with no model on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be opposed, but...
But I remember when you got that set, you immediately tried it on, and then you were just, like, in the kitchen cooking.
Exactly. Like, Jackie, go put that away. You're gonna...
Get it dirty.
Yeah.
Get some pasta sauce on it. Chopping some onions.
Chopping some
onions. Crying tears of joy and also onion at the same time.
Oh, my God.
What about you, Camila? What's your favorite?
I would say... So, before Jackie gave me the bralette she gave me, because... That's definitely one of my favorites.
That's a beautiful one.
I know, it's gorgeous. But I would say I'm more of like an underwear driven person.
Very respectable.
Thank you. Because I have more like cute underwear, which is why I want to buy more cute, like, and like nice lingerie bras because I really just own the one Jackie gave me. But my underwear, I just got like an order of like 9 pieces of underwear that I love very much, all of them.
No, I guess I can totally relate to that because I have. Like, anybody who knows me knows I never wear a bra. Yeah. Ever, ever, ever. I was like, what? Lingerie? Bras? Like, I don't wear bras anymore. But I do have, like, this black corset that...
Which is killer.
I love it. And I wish that, like, I could go places. Like, I can't go to a, like, restaurant in, like, a corset now. I mean, I could go to St. Eve's or, like, Saks.
We can do that. We should do that.
I think normalize lingerie. Honestly.
Normalize it, yeah.
Well, if I wear it tonight, I'll like, post a picture of me on the thing.
Yes! Honestly.
Maybe there will be a time where we can just, like, all wear our lingerie outside.
Yeah.
Without caring.
That is gonna be the best and most glorious time of the human race.
Jackie will just be, like, walking to the metro in her full set.
Yeah, I would do that. Honestly. We know you people would. Just get less creepy. Get less creepy. Please, and the world will get more visually appealing. Please.
But we loved having you, Jackie. I think this was a great episode. I know our listeners are going to love it. And hopefully you've inspired people to get lingerie.
I know. I'm like going to go to my laptop right now and be like.
I've been scrolling through those websites for so long. But I add stuff to my cards. I just don't buy it.
Okay, so now we. No. I'm almost 21. I mean, I am 21.
Hey!
So I'm gonna, I really need to then. A That's new year. Gift. It's part of my gift to myself.
Gift to yourself.
It's gonna bring great vibes.
Yes, it better be. All the vibes. But no, yes, it was the honor of my life to be here. And I hope anyone listening, if any way, you love lingerie even a little bit more now, just know I'm crying a little bit more tears of joy. And these two women are the most incredible women in the entire world. Oh, and
thank you, Jackie.
It's just an honor to talk to them on the podcast or just in our room when we don't shut up and never do
work. We never do work. So thank you guys for coming, and thank you, Jackie, for being a part of this and teaching us. And we'll see you guys.
Yeah, next week.
Next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Like and subscribe.